establish for yourself a rabbi. What is the importance of having a rabbi to guide you properly dealing with the way you are supposed to conduct yourself and the way you're supposed to observe mitzvahs? How are you supposed to come away with the right approach when there is questions in halacha, Jewish law? We would like to think that we know it all, and we would like to do what we want. When questions arise and we are uncertain, it's very easy to go ahead and become the judge and jury and conduct ourselves according to the Jewish law that we think is the Jewish law. When questions arise and we are uncertain, it's very easy to go ahead and become the judge and jury and conduct ourselves according to the Jewish law that we think is the Jewish law, which may not be correct. Now, what we don't think about is that if we go ahead and we pass judgment on a Jewish rule, in case it's incorrect, we are going to be totally responsible. If the Torah says it's usur, it's prohibited, and then I say mutter, it's permissible, and I transgress, I will be held accountable by God for not doing the correct thing. However, if I had a rabbi to consult with, so there's two benefits there. Benefit number one is that you really find out if you knew what you're talking about. Because a lot of times we talk ourselves into things that are not correct. So if you at least have the rabbi and he agrees with you, you're not in doubt anymore. You have the rabbi on your side. And even if you get up there after 120 years and they say you did something wrong, you can point to the rabbi. You can blame it on the rabbi. But it's always the wise decision that when you're dealing in matters of halacha, which requires tremendous erudition, tremendous knowledge, tremendous understanding, and how to compare one thing to another, and how to understand why things do not compare to each other. Many times we may think something is like something else, and it's really not like that. A rabbi who is more learned, who has studied more, who is more versed in Torah, in halacha, so he can give us a clearer understanding of what we are supposed to be doing and what we're not supposed to be doing. My father, blessed memory, used to say to me many times, when you're younger, sometimes you make decisions which we call in Hebrew negiyas. Negiyas means you've got something in it for yourself. When you have something in it for yourself, it blinds you. I used to say there's a Mishnah which alludes to this, but it's really not the exact same thing, but the concept. It says, Kol hanagoyim adam roa chutz minagoy atzmai. A person can see all faults except his own faults. In other words, when you have an negius, when you have something in it for yourself, when you stand to benefit or to gain, a lot of times you don't do the right thing. And it happens very, very often in halacha. You should not be doing something, but you want to do it, and then your mind starts to play games with you and gives you like 100 reasons why perhaps you should be able to do it. And none of those reasons are correct. A rabbi could solve that problem for you. It's so important because you're taking a risk. And if you have a rabbi, you don't have to take a risk. It's even more than that. A rabbi can see further than the actual person, because he's involved with so many different people. The life experience that a rabbi has, because so many people consult with him and so many people trust him, and so many people have brought their issues and halachic questions to him. It's possible you're not even the first one that's asking the question. He maybe heard this question many, many, many times and has done the research and has studied it in depth, the subject, and has extrapolated what God's will is in this kind of situation according to halacha, which the average person doesn't have the time or the tools that are necessary to get to the proper point. It's interesting, when it comes to ourselves, we like to judge for ourselves. We don't like anyone telling us what to do. The Torah says, Lo siten ovel b'mishpat. You should not do any kind of crookedness when it comes to judgment. The Torah wants us to be honest. And when it has to do with me, not always can I be honest and objective. But the Torah said that pasuk really, when there is a dispute and there's a judge, don't do an avla, don't do something that's incorrect when you're judging. We can apply the principle to ourselves too, that we have to be honest with God. It's very easy to go off the beaten track when you've got something to lose. I'm going to lose the chicken. It may be treif. So therefore, I'm so worried about my money and my loss, I may, God forbid, eat treif. We don't even realize many times that the halacha is very lenient when it comes to a Jew's loss of money. In the temple was the same thing. There were certain leniences because of hefset kutrim, because of the loss of sacrificial animals and offerings. We would perhaps be more stringent. The Torah or the halacha allows us to be a little bit more lax because of hefset meruba, too much loss. And the Torah was very sensitive that if there could be too much loss, a person may be tempted to do things he shouldn't do. So instead of putting him into that situation, the Torah was very, very sensitive. And many, many times, there's a lenience. Now, who knows all that? Who knows that? A rabbi. A learned rabbi. A real rabbi. A rabbi who got the smicha, who studied by great sages himself, who has a reputation of being God-fearing and careful and concerned to live in accordance with the precepts of the Torah, what the Torah wants of us. These are benefits